Adjustment to a new culture. I had to find more friends. After several weeks in school, I knew a couple of students, but saw them only a few minutes, perhaps 3 times a week. I decided to learn a few more names. I came 10 minutes early to my news media and US government class. 2 young women, one black and one white, were already there. I told myself to be aggressive and went up to them. "Hi," I tried to be casual. "My name is Liu Zongren. I come from Beijing, China." I stressed Beijing, hoping that might create some attention. "Oh, really? How do you find it here?" The white woman seemed interested. I couldn't understand what she meant. "I came here by plane, of course." I must have looked lost. The white woman added quickly, "I mean, do you like this country?" Well, I don't know. How foolish I was. Why had I said this? "My name is Anne. This is Jerry." Several other students had arrived by now. I didn't know if the 2 women wanted to go on talking. I began feeling nervous when I realized I was standing in the middle of the classroom. Anne started to move away. "Glad to meet you, Mr. Liu," I said in haste. "Just call me Liu." My first name is too hard to pronounce. "Glad to meet you, Mr. Liu," Anne repeated. "Thank you," I said, my face turning red. I wondered what I had thanked them for as I made my way to a seat. After the class began, most of what the professor said escaped my ears, and I left as soon as the lecture ended. I had no other class that day, and I didn't want to go back to the loneliness of the McKnight house, so I explored around the grounds. Many students were entering a particular lecture hall. I stopped and checked my list of classes. It was a history class. Good. I went in. I sat in a seat away from the lecture stand. Nobody paid any attention to me. I saw several Asian faces among the crowd. I relaxed, took out my notebook, and opened the school newspaper, pretending to be an old hand. A young man sat down beside me and smiled. It was 5 minutes until class. Perhaps I could strike up a conversation with this friendly-looking man. I started my said introduction. "My name is Liu Zongren. I come from Beijing, China." "Glad to meet you. My name is George Christie." He seemed ready to talk. "Please write down your name for me." I handed my notebook to him. You know, it's very hard for me to remember American names without seeing them spelled out. I said this out of a desire to speak 2 more sentences, rather than as an explanation. I looked at what he wrote. "Is yours the same name as the British woman who writes mystery novels?" "Sort of," he answered. Seeing me at a loss, he asked, "How do you like the weather here?" "Much the same as that in Beijing. We have cold winters too." I hope someday I can go to Beijing. You'll be welcome. If you wait for 2 years, I can show you around. I was so very eager to make a friend of him. Unfortunately, the professor appeared and the class began. I would be sure to come to this class again and locate this friendly person. I didn't try my luck any more that afternoon. Instead, I found a seat in the library and tried to finish some assignments. I took out my books, but my mind refused to absorb anything. I glanced around the library. Some students were doing their homework. A few were dozing on the sofa along the wall. Looking at those tired students, I remembered an article in the newspaper had reported that the 1981 fees would be $6,900. How could I blame them for not wanting to talk to me? Costs were so high. They had to put their time and energy into their studies. I closed my books and began a letter to Feng Yun, but couldn't finish it. Sad, I packed up my books and walked slowly back to my room. I knew my sadness came not only from missing my family, but also from the frustration of being unable to learn. People in Beijing must be thinking I was enjoying myself here, in the richest country in the world. Yet I was suffering. Not because people in America were not accepting me, but because they didn't understand me and didn't seem to care how I felt. And because I didn't understand them either. After my three classes each day, I walked without aim around the grounds like a lost soul. I had no place to go. I felt better when dusk fell, knowing that another day had